How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Goop Yourself, the podcast where we talk about everything goop. I'm Brian Rucker.
I'm Aggie Hewitt.
And this was take three because I forgot how to record a podcast after doing it 104 times.
Well, sometimes it happens.
Yep. A little brain fart.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever said it before.
I'm
I don't know why I said it now.
For calling you out on it.
No.
But, you know, the first person I ever heard use it was Britney Spears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was like during her like... Remember that MTV documentary about...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
This is me, Britney, or something?
I think it was in... Or possibly earlier in an interview.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, I know Britney Spears says it, and Britney Spears has said a lot of things.
That, I apologize for saying it, but...
It's okay.
It describes what happened. Brain freeze? But that's different.
That's when you eat ice cream too fast. You just say, like, I made a mistake. Just, like, take responsibility.
I fucked up.
Well, you don't have to be harsh.
That's true. But now we're doing great.
Yeah, now we're doing fantastic.
And this week went by. I'm in a state of shock because Filmstruck, my film nerd classic movie channel, it was just announced, the streaming service, that it was going to shut down at the end of the month.
Yep.
So I don't know where I'm going to watch my Criterions.
I don't either. Brian came over, immediately started talking to me about Filmstruck, and kept on going right up until the brain fart thing. That was basically, that was how our morning has been going.
Yeah, I'm still in shock. So we'll get through it together.
Why don't you just buy, like,
I don't have the money to buy these DVDs.
Buy them used. I mean, you know.
I don't have the space.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I can rent them from the library. And then most of them are, like, available on, you know, Amazon to rent for $3 or whatever.
Yeah, it's not bad. We have so many DVDs.
You guys do. You guys are...
They're Blu-rays.
Brian, yeah, Brian is a collector.
It's not me.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I'd be nothing.
Yeah, I never got... Like, I love movies, but I never got into, like, collecting DVDs just because I think had the money or the space to do it.
I never had the money, the space, the interest.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really got, like, I never, like, wanted to watch a movie over and over again.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even if I love a movie, like, I rarely rewatch
stuff. I mean, how often do you need to see something? Maybe once a year.
Yeah, even, I mean, movies that I used to watch a lot, like, when I was younger, like Royal Tenenbaums, Talented Mr. Ripley, those, when I was, like, I used to watch them all the time.
Now I used to watch Royal Tenenbaums all the fucking time.
And now I can't get through it. No, it's not true.
I probably couldn't. Like, I definitely overwatched movies as a child, like teenager, that like I cannot handle anymore. Like Royal Tenenbaums, I think I still don't know if I'd be able to make it through.
It's a long movie. I tried to show it to John because he had never seen it before.
Oh, really?
And I think we got about 2/3 into it. And then we turned it off.
Oh, wow.
And I love
I'm surprised.
It, but it's long.
Yeah. You know what I haven't seen since that time in my life is Magnolia.
You know, I don't think I've seen Magnolia since, like, I saw it in the theater when I was a teenager.
I mean, that was definitely one that I, like, have seen many times.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. And now, I'm sure it's been at least 15 years since I've seen... No, how old am I? Yeah, 15 years.
Probably, yeah. I was never a Fight Club person, but that was definitely...
You know what?
or Matrix.
Those look, are the ones that here's the God's honest truth about me. I like Fight Club.
I like it fine.
And I just have to embrace it because I think it's cool.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's like the culture that sprung up around it is sort of weird.
Yeah.
Similar to The Matrix, similar to Big Lebowski. Like,
yeah.
These movies are good movies, but it's just like you don't want to be associated with them.
I've never seen The Matrix, though.
I actually don't like it. I don't, those movies, the sci-fi stuff mostly just bores me.
I can't handle it. I know, but I love Keanu.
You know what I've never seen?
Huh?
Seven.
You've never seen Gwyneth. Seven?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, well, it's got a twist ending you wouldn't believe. And Gwyneth, remember for our special spooky Halloween episode, let's talk about Gwyneth's classic Halloween costume of What's in the Box.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think she's done it multiple times.
Oh, she's
I think
done she, it about herself?
Yeah. Like, she did it once and it was funny and everyone was like, oh, Gwyneth, like, you know, because now it's, like, funny for people who were, like, famous in the 90s to, like, be nostalgic with everybody else. She did it once and then I'm pretty sure she did it more than once or maybe, like, said it too many times that and it's kind of like, all right.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, give that woman any bit of positive reinforcement and she will never stop doing it.
Good for her. I know. She's such a people pleaser.
She is.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have, I have a little gossipy
items. Do?
Yeah. So I frequent this website just called blindgossip.com.
Yes, I know.
Which is so fun. Yeah. But they had one that was probably about Gwyneth and Brad.
Okay, let's
and
hear it.
It's called Handsome Rotten Eggs.
Huh.
This female celebrity got married in the past couple of months. While her new husband is successful and may look handsome from the outside, he has one grooming habit that her friends are griping about. And then there's an anonymous quote that says, worst breath ever. I don't know what the deal is, but his teeth are yellow and gross up close, and he smells like rotten eggs. One of our friends hinted that he might want to go to the dentist for a teeth cleaning before his wedding, you know, because there would be so many photos taken, but he just brushed it off. And the popular response is Mr. Brad Falchuk. What do you think?
I think, you know, that's definitely, definitely possible. I mean, like, I think his teeth are sort of weird.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think his teeth are sort of like yellowish when I'm seeing them in pictures.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm looking at a picture of them together right now, and I mean, he doesn't look like a person who doesn't. He looks like maybe he has bad breath. I mean, you can sort of tell. Look, Brian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His teeth are not like Hollywood white.
They're not.
And especially he has like a more of a Mediterranean complexion, so your teeth would actually contrast with your complexion more. So they're, I think, extremely yellow.
They must be.
Yeah.
And especially here compared to Gwyneth with these pearly whites. And they're, I mean, her teeth, God, she's perfect.
But do you think she would, like, be okay with this? Or is, like, when you love someone, you just don't smell?
I think it's like she's, like, blind to that because she loves him so much.
Yeah.
I think she doesn't realize that his breath smells like a rotten egg. Did you see the pictures of them out and about in Santa Monica?
No.
Oh, they went out for a walk. Gwyneth is wearing this like white onesie thing that's like really cool and high top sneakers. And he's wearing just like some like manly sweatpants. And they just, I don't know what they're doing. You know, those pictures that they always post with celebrities where they're just like walking and they look angry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just those. But well, the first time they went out, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that looks like they definitely knew that they were going to get photographed. But I guess, of course, they're going to
Of course they knew they were going to get photographed. I mean, like, Gwyneth Paltrow can't do anything without getting photographed.
But do paparazzi people just hang out in Santa Monica? I guess so.
I think they, like, know where they live and they just, like, I had dinner one time with a paparazzi, a former paparazzi person who turned into a comedy writer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And she was, like, telling me all about it. And, like, they just, it's, like, their beat. Like, they're just always kind of around and, like, they know where everyone's going to be. Usually they get called, but not always. Like, and, like, they just hang out. Like, they're, like, certain hotspots they just, like, always kind of go to because.
And, yeah, Gwyneth must, obviously, she's used to this. She's been dealing with it her whole life. Brad, it's probably new, like this level of, I mean, he's always been very successful, but like this level of fame is probably new to him.
Of course, yeah. Who, I mean, I wouldn't know who he was. And I've seen like every American Horror Story ever, but I didn't even know who he was. Oh, sorry. I have another American Horror Story update. Remember when Ryan Murphy won that Emmy and he was like, I want to give thanks to Gwyneth?
Yeah.
I don't think it was Paltrow. There's a director of, there's a woman who directs episodes of American Horror Story and her first name is Gwyneth and her last name, I'm so sorry, I don't remember, but I saw it on an episode and I was like, oh my fucking God.
Oh my God. That is big news.
Two Gwyneths.
Yeah, he has two Gwyneths in his life. And that is probably playing it safe to just say thanks to Gwyneth so they could both think that it's about them.
Well, I think it makes more sense that it would be about the one who works on the show than
your writing partner's wife.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Do you think Ryan Murphy would like stand for Brad Falchuk having bad breath since they work together so closely?
I think that he's more likely to call it out than Gwyneth.
Oh, yeah.
But I also think Ryan Murphy could just be like a shark in the water who's just like making shows and doesn't like notice. And he's just like, he looks at Brad Falchuk and he just sees a dollar sign.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
One more quick thing.
Please.
I was scrolling through Twitter last night.
Okay.
And Jen Gunter going crazy as always.
Oh, yeah.
She like put out this just like thing on Twitter that was like, oh, if anyone has any questions for me, let me know and I'll try to answer them, just because she was bored or whatever. And then who
wasn't because she was bored, she was like, it's for my article, it's for my like column in the New York Times.
Oh, you're right. You'd let, oh yeah, through the New York Times. Okay, fine. So she has like, god, she has like a advice column now in New York Times. Great. So none other than former Goop friend of Goop, Lena Dunham.
Probably still friend of, but no longer competitor or colleague.
No longer.
She's not in the newsletter space anymore.
Not at all. But so I guess she doesn't have to play nice with Gwyneth. So she responds, hi, big fan, !! to Jen Gunter. And then she has some question about her hormones or whatever. And then Jen Gunter couldn't even answer it. She was like, oh, I'll keep you posted. She's probably going to answer it in the column.
I think ask me these questions and tag it, and then I'll put it in my column.
So she's basically copying Ask Jean for her own ends.
I mean,
because no one's done an advice column before Ask Jean.
Yeah, she invented it.
And then she's been off. I was just, of course, scrolling through her Twitter like I always do. Yeah. Hate reading it. And she's going back to the fucking yoni egg thing.
Enough.
It's like, play all
enough,
the hits.
Enough.
She's
enough.
Like Trump.
Yeah.
It's like Trump calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas.
It is the same thing.
Yeah. Ugh, I can't deal with it. And Lena obviously has had to deal with a lot of like health problems lately.
Yeah.
So I understand that she's, and to be honest, it's probably better for her to ask Jen Gunter than like anyone who's been on Goop. So I don't blame her.
Oh, it's definitely better to ask Jen Gunter than a Goop doctor. I mean, look, let's just be clear. We hate Jen Gunter. Jen Gunter is 100% right. And sure, she's definitely like more qualified than anyone who's ever been on Goop. And correct, like, we think that she's smart.
Yes.
We just are like, can you stop?
Yeah.
And she can't, which is fine.
Which is fine. It's a love-hate relationship.
It's, yeah. She it's doesn't complicated. I bet. Maybe she does.
I don't know.
You're probably right.
I make a really honest effort like not to actually tag her and stuff.
I know, I'm scared.
Because I'm very scared.
And I don't want to hurt her feelings because I think she's like trying to do good in the world.
Yeah, she means well. She just comes across as thirsty.
Yeah.
And so does her hair.
Ooh, I shouldn't say Brian!
That. Oh, wow, that was really bitchy of me. It just came out.
I know.
All right, I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Do you have any gossip, any news?
No, I have nothing.
All right, let's... diets. We're both not doing a diet.
No, I've been eating bad.
Yeah, I went to Jack in the Box yesterday because I was in the car for so long. So
I'm house-sitting at my mom's, and like she always has like... They have this outdoor fridge that always has like all like Corona Lights and LaCroix in it, and I avail myself to those. And also, I mean, LaCroix is not bad, but the Coronas are bad. And then, because I never drink beer otherwise, and also she always has like a secret stash of candy that she's like gonna give to my grandma at some point because she like visits my grandma in the nursing home, but she's like always buying more, and I just get into that shit. And
wow,
so I've really been a little bad.
I've refrained so far from buying Halloween candy, but it's not gonna last much longer.
Well, I'm gonna get Halloween candy. Yeah. I mean, it will happen, but it hasn't happened yet. I am gonna try to like actually get it before Halloween in case a child comes to my apartment trick-or-treating so I can give it to them. Mm-hmm. Because I have in the past assumed no child would come to my house, forgotten about it, been like, you know what, I'm just gonna go and get it, ran out too late in the day, because in my mind trick-or-treating happens at night, but to kids trick-or-treating nighttime is like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, people do it so early now.
They do it so early, so you have to be prepared like that day.
Yeah
like the day before you have to get it.
I never get it, and like my neighborhood is very residential, and for like the nicer houses in my neighborhood get tons of Halloween trick-or-treaters because there's lots of kids in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
But because I'm in an apartment building and I'm like in the rough section of Atwater Village, I do not get very many. I don't get any trick-or-treaters.
I know. I used to get them in my old apartment because there were like a ton of kids that lived in the building and like they kind of knew us. But here, like there aren't really any kids, so I don't think anyone will come.
Yeah, because nowadays kids go, especially in big cities, kids go to like specific neighborhoods because they know. Kids go to their own neighborhood.
Oh, no. Yeah. I used to never go to my own neighborhood. Oh, yeah. I would do, well, because I grew up in LA and I lived in the hills. So, like, I would do a quick, just to see if anyone had any candy, mm-hmm. just like go up and down the street. And then we would all get in the car and drive to like the valley, because like where there would be like a ton of kids trick or treating.
I went to a party last year. Oh, you were maybe at that party. For Halloween in Hancock Park, and Hancock Park is a big trick-or-treating neighborhood.
Wait, on Halloween?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough about Halloween.
Yeah.
We still have, I guess it's coming up very soon, actually.
No, this is the last one before Halloween. Cool. Spooky. So that's why we're trying to scare you.
Great. We're doing a great job, I'm sure.
No.
All right, Aggie, what is your best?
My best of the week was, of course, medical medium Anthony Williams is into celery juice, and he recommends, well, Spirit told him that there's like this like special kind of like salt in celery that's gonna like cure everybody's liver disease, and so you need to have like pure celery juice first thing in the morning, like 16 ounces, and then you can have like it again later, or you can just like drink a whole thing like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, one bunch of celery equals apparently 16 ounces of juice.
He's one of the only people who's actually saying like juicing is better than eating it plain, because they're always like, no, then you lose the fiber. I mean, people always tell you not to juice because you don't get the fiber, but he's saying you don't want the fiber, you just want the juice.
You want the juice because it has all these weird salts. Sorry.
This also has a new, or I've never seen it before. What are these things called?
The little icons that tell you how scientifically based there are.
It's just a little thought bubble with an ellipses in it that says fascinating but inexplicable.
Yeah. If speculative but promising is too scientifically sound for you,
it is.
You go down to fascinating but inexplicable.
Yeah. Because this is like, I mean, it's not speculative and it's not promising. It's just something he said.
I mean, The medical, like we were saying earlier, the medical medium hasn't been in Goop for a while because he's like so crazy.
Yeah.
He makes, you know, your Will Coles, your Stephen Gundrys look like, I don't know, Marie Curie.
Yeah. Einstein. Or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, no, he definitely, he's so far out there, but I honestly think that he's like the best one. He's the only diet in this entire newsletter that wasn't in partnership with like Big Celery or anything.
No.
Like this just, he really thinks this.
Because Spirit is telling him.
Yeah, he's not going to defy Spirit. And happy Halloween, everybody.
There is no Big Celery. Like,
Someone's
the Celery Advisory Board.
Look, it's crazier things have happened on Goop.
But I will predict that this is going to be a big fad.
It just seems so like 70s, doesn't it? Yeah. It seems like something my grandparents would have done. Like they drink like a bunch of celery juice every morning because of a medium told them that salt in it, it's like good for your liver. I don't know. I just think it's like real old fashioned like health food shit that is kind of comforting to me.
Yeah, it says the cluster salts quickly rebuild your hydrochloric acid so that your stomach can break down protein. And then it also says celery juice also increases and strengthens your bile. I feel like no doctor's talked about bile since like the 18th century.
I doubt it. And also to be clear, Anthony Williams is not a doctor, and this is not based on anything other than what he says he's been told by Spirit.
Oh, wait, he's not even a doctor?
No.
No, right, he's not. Anthony William.
Yeah. Oh, William, sorry.
And I loved, like, because they actually provided a recipe and it literally was just one bunch celery.
It was a great recipe because anyone could follow that. And also he said if you don't have a juicer, you can just put it on the blender and strain it.
I'm going to try it. Just once. It's not going
to
be good.
I think I might go. You can go to like Yum Yum Donuts and stuff. They can make you celery juice there.
Oh, Yum Yum Donuts makes juice?
Yeah, always have.
Yeah, because that would be an expensive habit to go through a whole bunch of celery every day. I guess it's not that expensive.
Not that expensive, but it would be very time consuming.
Yeah, especially if you're straining it.
There's no way in hell I would do this, but I just liked the article.
In addition, it restores the central nervous system and removes old toxins and poisons from the liver, such as toxic heavy metals and toxic chemicals like pesticides, air fresheners, detergents, petrochemicals, and preservatives.
I am kind of starting to think that like the organic thing is real, and to like be afraid of pesticides, and to be afraid of my liver getting fucked up.
Oh yeah. I try to get, I mean, anything that like doesn't have a husk or a skin on it, I'll try to get organic.
Yeah.
I don't do it all the time, but
no, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, what was your worst?
Okay. My worst was this article that I barely even read because it pissed me off so damn much. It was called Skin Food.
Ooh.
And it was three articles about like shit you can make with almonds. And I'm just ready for us to stop with the fucking almonds, because I'm going to tell you something, and you all know it's true. Nuts make you fat. Nuts are not good to eat. Like, you eat whatever they call a handful of nuts. No one knows what the fuck that is. Is it six nuts? Is it 12? You eat 12 nuts and all of a sudden you've eaten like 300 calories and you don't know what happened. And they don't fill you up. They don't do shit. I like almond butter. I like nut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's something I can actually like spread on something. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just like there's, you get more bang for your buck, I think, out of it.
Yeah, you have to be careful with nuts.
And I'm like, who the hell is telling us to eat these fucking nuts? And then, oh, what do you know? In partnership with our friends at Blue Diamond Almonds, of course it is. I don't think that almonds are good for you at all.
No, I mean, they're
fine.
They're fine. Like, they're a, you know, good source of, I guess, healthy fats. And they fill you up more than chips, I guess.
No, they don't.
You don't think so?
Well, you'd have to eat the same amount of chips as almonds to get filled up, I think. And yeah. Chips are lower calorie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, almonds, they're an almond. How big is an almond?
It's very small.
And how many calories is one? I bet you one almond has like 32 calories probably. In one. I bet you. And you never, and you don't eat one, you eat 10.
I'll throw a good 15 to 20 almonds into my smoothie and not think twice about it.
I know. That shit is bad.
It's true. I just did that this morning. And now that I think about it, that was a pretty filling smoothie.
I bet it was.
Yeah, but I do like the idea that Goop is partnering with these sort of more approachable brands. I like that Blue Diamond is like, okay, we're going to try, like, almonds are cool, but like, we do not sell cool almonds, but we are going to try to reach the Goop audience.
Yeah.
So it just brings into like relief how blatant these articles are just ads.
Yeah, they're all just
they're ads.
I mean, look, Goop has never been shy about telling you to eat almonds.
But maybe this is like, okay, so instead of buying your $40 sprouted almonds or whatever, just get some Blue Diamonds. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you can just get the Blue Diamonds.
This was actually part of, or this was the thing I would try, or the
almonds.
Well, just the recipe for the matcha almond coconut smoothie bowl.
Yeah. See, that just, okay.
Go. It bugged you?
It just seems like a big giant bowl of fat.
Oh yeah, no, it is. I'm sort of between breakfast habits right now because okay. I'm not doing my bulletproof coffee, but I also have not gone back to my daily oatmeal just because I think eating all that oats early in the day was like making me tired, like carb crashing.
Okay.
So now I'm sort of doing different things. Like today I had the smoothie and I don't want to do like a high sugar thing. So I was thinking, I don't know if I could find that like frozen coconut meat in like Costco or something. I might try to do it like a couple times a week. It's just frozen coconut meat, like a half a banana, some matcha powder, a little almond butter, and then you can top it with whatever fruit or nuts you want.
Would that make you happy?
Yeah.
If you had that?
Oh yeah. I love like acai bowls are my favorite.
Oh really?
Yeah. I love them. Because they're like dessert. It's just like, it's like a parfait, yogurt and fruit. And I mean, it's just really good.
Just good, fruity, yogurty bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this one seems like a little healthier than having a ton of sugar. I don't know. It's still some sugar. I don't know.
The acai bowl has the sugar.
Instead of acai, which is high in sugar, the main thing in the bowl is that coconut meat, which is, I mean, higher in fat. Who knows what's better?
I really want to try that coconut butter that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That has like coconut meat in it.
That does sound good.
Yeah. See, if I had this bowl, I would just be so depressed.
And it comes with matcha powder, or you put matcha powder in it, so it's like a little caffeinated too.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it sounds good.
Okay.
All right, my worst. Oh, I have two. Okay, so the first one was a morning routine by the co-founder of Onda Beauty named Larissa Thompson.
What's that? I didn't even see it.
It was. I think they did three newsletters again this week. So this was like maybe from the earlier one. Wow. But she, it's just they. Like, these morning routines are becoming so predictable. This woman had nothing new to offer. She's a former fashion editor turned, like, company founder. I don't even know what I mean. So, she has a beauty company. She lives in Tribeca and Sag Harbor. Mm. And she just goes through, like, so many just goopy things. It's, like, too many things. She meditates in the morning. She makes her perfect eggs. She does her perfect exercise. She like drops her kids off from school. I don't know. It was just too much. Oh, she also, the thing that really bugged me, she listens to classical music in the morning.
She does.
Yeah, that was like one of the things. It was a lot. It was too much for me.
No, that is quite a bit.
So I just like, I love these morning routines, but you gotta like bring something to the table. You can't just go on autopilot here.
So she doesn't do Goop jeans.
You know, she didn't. I don't think she did the Goop jeans. Which I'm surprised that they didn't make her. She did a lot of other shit though. She does Sun Potion. She does May Lindstrom. She does her own Onda body scrub. She does the Goop exfoliating instant facial. She does the Goey oil.
Love that shit. That's the best stuff on Goop. Get that. She does $40.
Eye cream, serum. Two types of makeup. It's like
two types of makeup.
Well, there's one that's called RMS Beauty Master Mixer and one that's called Mansi 7 All Over Color in Kobicha.
I don't know. God, I want to get that RMS fucking shit so bad.
And then it was like the classical music. I just was mad at her.
But it's weird that she's not doing like Goop Glow or Goop Jeans.
Yeah, it says she pours at 7:30 a.m. She pours a tall glass of water and adds a tablespoon of the Beauty Chef's hydration and collagen.
Holy shit.
So I wonder if this was, maybe this was just before they launched Goop Jeans.
And it was after.
Well.
It's not a re-release.
No, I know. But like maybe she had to turn it in before.
Oh my God.
I bet this is the last one without the Goop Jeans.
But I've never seen one that didn't have. I haven't seen a Goop Jeans one yet, but I have never seen one that didn't have Goop Glow.
I wonder if, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
This is for the transition. Like maybe you don't, instead of the jeans you want, or maybe instead of the glow you want some collagen. Well, here's this collagen this woman has, but we have our own. Maybe they're setting you up to want more collagen.
I guess, but they don't even link to the Goop Jeans. I think she probably just had to turn in this article before Goop Jeans launched.
I'm so surprised.
And they're not like, they're not on top of their shit enough to like switch it to Goop Jeans at the end.
I see.
Anyway, so the other one, I'll be very quick about this.
Oh, no, take your time.
It was the Goop Guide to Beer.
Oh yeah, that was a fucking snooze.
Which was so bad. Like I'm not even a beer nerd or anything, but I was like, this is completely useless. Like it's this woman that they interviewed, Katie Hepnell of Scotland's Wuha Brewing Company. And her first quote was, "The biggest misconception about beer is that it's just for guys. It's surprising how often we still come up against the idea that drinking beer isn't ladylike."
I agree, it's not ladylike.
Well, but I thought we were past this. Like
we're not.
Okay, I just seemed surprising that this wasn't, you know, 1998, and like I think a lot of women drink beer.
Yeah, women drink beer, but it is unladylike,
I guess.
I'm like humiliated. Like
you don't like beer?
Well, I just said I've been like pounding Corona Light all day, but on like average, I do not drink beer. And if I do, I at least need to put it in a cup. I won't drink it out of a bottle.
I mean, I don't drink beer that much, but I'll always drink it out of the bottle. And then they go through a couple types of beer, but they don't even list very many types of beer. They just listed sours, like dark ales and pilsners, and they didn't tell you anything else about any other types of beer. It was just a very incomplete and very weird.
I also only like Pilsners anyway. I don't like beer. Like, I don't like any of, like, the cool beers that are, yeah, like, super hoppy with, like, really high alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I don't like really hoppy stuff. A lot of IPAs are too much. But I do like the sour ones. I like the sour ones and the Saisons. I don't like the Belgian style ones.
Yeah, I like those, too. Belgian style.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you're gonna talk about beer, you know, like, be a little bit more complete.
Thank you.
Okay, so what was your craziest?
My craziest was Will Cole's fucking smoothie. So, okay, Will Cole has been going on about his goddamn fucking ketotarian cookbook. He talks about it a lot, but I have yet to see a recipe until today. This is the first, right?
Because there's nothing you can eat on it. It's just like a pile of avocado and greens and nuts. That's all you can eat on this diet. And like, so you can't even make a recipe.
And like canned tuna or canned wild caught seafood from my pescatarian, or what I call vegaquarian friends. Seafood snacks, single serving packets of almond butter, avocado, or coconut oil for eating alone. Okay, imagine someone pulling out a packet of coconut oil and eating it.
And just sucking it down like a Go-Gurt or something.
It's so gross. Olives, tiger nuts, I don't know what tiger nuts are. Pumpkin seeds, avocado half sprinkled with oil, sea salt, and pepper. I'm supposed to carry that around with you all day. I don't know. These are snacks to like carry with you. Dried shredded coconut, homemade fat bombs, almonds, or walnuts. Here we go with the almonds again. Anyway, so then he's like, oh, and you know what I really love is to put spirulina in my smoothies. I also love spirulina.
Because he's selling spirulina now.
Yeah. So then he gives his spirulina super smoothie. And it's just like some fucking, you know, avocado, raspberries, coconut, steamed collard greens, almond butter, one serving of SP2 Life spirulina, matcha powder, and lemon juice optional. Thank you for giving me that option. And then like, it's like basically this whole article is just sponsored by SP squared, because it's like SP squared Life,
which is spirulina.
No, or it's just they're sponsoring it. So like, he thought, so now Will Cole is doing double duty. So he's writing this thing to sell his book in Goop, and in the recipe from his book, he's trying to sell SP squared spirulina.
Yeah, and he can't think of a recipe.
No, he's got a recipe. Well, he just put in a smoothie. What the hell else are you going to do with it?
There's nothing. Like, there's no way you could actually make a meal from any of the stuff that he's telling you to eat.
I just like, it's so unethical that you would be like, I'm a doctor, and like, not only am I trying to sell a book about it, I'm also trying to sell a product in my book that, like, I don't know if that's his product, if they're paying him, I don't really know. All I know is I just don't like Will Cole. I don't trust him. I think he's unethical, and this is some bullshit.
Yeah, and then he, at the end of the article, he's like, oh, but like, don't be hard on yourself, like, take it easy, don't go crazy. But his diet plan is like insane.
It's so
like
restrictive.
You literally can't eat anything anywhere.
Yeah. Whatever, Will Cole. And then, I don't know. It's like all this stuff again about like you have to read the menu before you go out and all this, and like have a plan and just like, just all these horrible ways to hate your life. Is the SP squared his? Because he says this recipe is from Ketotarian. So like, why does he have the SP2 Life?
I don't know if it's his, but he probably gets a kickback, like, or he's like a.
Well, obviously he's getting paid for this somehow, but I don't know if this made it into the book or what.
That book finally came on my Kindle from the library, and I think I just instantly returned it without even opening it.
Wow!
Because I just got rid of all the keto stuff.
All the keto stuff was out. Yeah.
So obviously that one is crazy. Obviously the medical medium one is crazy. So I chose this other one that is also insane. It's called The Totally Indulgent, Totally Eco-Friendly Way of Cleaning.
Okay. Oh, I didn't read this.
And I mean, basically what it is like essential oils that they sell you for $75. And then you also get like an empty, like spray can, and you just mix the essential oils with water and you clean your house with them.
That sounds fun.
So it's like, fine. It's like a ripoff. It's like a typical Goop thing. But then the article and like the woman that they interview and then the photo shoot is truly insane. So it's this stylist named Juna Bell.
Okay.
And it starts off like a morning routine. She gets up at 5:30 to the sounds of her son named Fox.
Oh boy.
And Fox she Bell? Nurses. Yeah, Fox Bell. She nurses her son. But when she starts her day, she has to like clean the house. And a normal cleaner, you know, has pesticides, has horrible chemicals that might harm Fox. Mm-hmm. So she has these. Let's see. They're called Supernatural. The brand is called Supernatural, okay. And it's these cleaners. But then this photo shoot, she's just going around naked the whole time.
She's naked in the whole thing? Yeah.
So they talk about how you can, I guess, clean your house from your bath or something, or you can put the essential oils in the bath. But it's literally her in the bath, top-down shot, full frontal.
What?
Like, I mean...
Let me see.
It is... There's nothing... This is a tan line, right?
That's a tan line. That is not I thought that was a swimsuit. Bikini bottoms. Nope.
Pretty yeah, much full she's frontal.
Naked.
I mean, she has a beautiful body, so like good for her. But there's other pictures in there where it's just her nursing her kid, her cleaning her house, her, you know, with a towel on her head and nothing else.
She's naked in other pictures than that. Yeah, oh, she's she naked is. In all of them. Yeah, she's naked in all of them. And does it say anything about like why she does it naked?
No, she's a stylist. I guess she's just one of those people that walks around naked. I mean, she's not naked in all of them. She has like a sweater on in some of them. But there's definitely a lot where she's making a kale salad.
She's wearing an outfit there. She's wearing there. She's in the tub naked.
Yeah. And oh, because I know.
There's her butt.
It's a bath and tile cleaner, so that's why I guess she's naked. Yeah. There's one that's literally her, just like.
It's her butt.
Yeah. And then there's the last one is her and Fox naked in the tub, which you know that's fine to take a bath with your 11-month-old.
11-year-old. That's not okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad for her that she's not going to get sick from pesticides, and Fox is going to grow up very healthy.
Fox is fine. Yeah. There she is naked again.
But she just
she's
seems
naked sometimes.
She's an odd bird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little shocking.
It's like, remember that morning routine where she was naked too?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was just like her rolling around topless with her kids or something.
Right. Oh, that was the woman from J. Crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
was like so much stuff, but maybe I don't know.
People like being naked. I don't even like being naked in my house by myself. Like it's
I'm naked a lot. Yeah. I pull all my clothes, like literally the second I get home I basically just get naked.
That's great. Wow, maybe you should try it.
I mean, I don't know why. It just sort of, well, I get naked, I get like hot when I'm sleeping, so I just like pull my clothes off and then like I'll just be naked. But then like sometimes that happens before I go to sleep. Sure. Or sometimes I just like I wake up and then like never put clothes on.
Maybe I'll try it.
Give it a shot.
Also, next to her bathtub, and I realize this is like a photo spread, so I'm sure this isn't her real bathtub, but there's like a ton of cactuses just surrounding her bathtub. And I feel like one slip and fall.
One false move.
You're done.
You're going to get bit by a cactus. Yeah.
So it seems a little dangerous.
It does.
Yeah. All right. What would you try?
Oh, so I don't know. I picked the like, what is it called? P-Volve? I'm reading what I wrote, not directly from the newsletter, but like, I think it's called P-Volve. It's like a monthly subscription to like a workout service, streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's $30 a month. I love where I work out, and I feel like I have to be in classes. Otherwise, I'm just like, will not do it. Like, I have to have like a scheduled class that I have to go to. But it's really expensive, and I think it might be cool. I mean, I don't think I'm going to do it anytime soon, but as like if I like got a trial subscription and liked it and could do it instead, I might do it because it's only $30 a
month.
Yeah,
and you don't have to drive anywhere.
And you don't have to drive anywhere, but you do have to like do it in your house, which is like I don't know that I would ever do that.
Yeah, I've tried to do those videos and stuff. I guess I just like going to the gym, but I don't really take classes, so I don't know.
Like I like going to I like it. I do. I prefer it. Cause it's just like, I feel like I never question like, did I do enough? Did I do whatever? It's like, I did exactly what they told me to do and it's on them. Like, I just like taking that out of my, I like getting rid of the responsibility. Like I just followed instructions.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it wasn't enough, if it was too much, which it definitely wasn't, if it was whatever, like, I just paid. I went for the hour. I did what they said and I left.
Yeah. You give them I mean,
complete control.
Complete control. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read this article. I didn't really understand what the exercise program was or like what type of stuff it was. Maybe I didn't read it very carefully.
It looked kind of similar to like what I do in my class, but like, I don't really get it either. I know that he said like he loves to do this thing where like he makes you put your foot behind you and like clench your toe and work on your butt or something. But like, which sounds silly, but like also that sounds like something I would do in a bar class, which is what I take. So I don't know.
It's like an isometric type of.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, $30 a month on Goop. I mean,
sure.
Just those two things alone make me interested.
Bargain.
Yeah.
So yeah, mine was the matcha almond coconut
smoothie. Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I was so harsh.
No. I mean, I get it. Like almonds are dangerous and you need to proceed with caution.
You have to be careful with the almonds.
Now that you said that, I really am regretting. I just like dumped a whole handful into my blender this morning without thinking, and it probably was an extra 300 calories at least. Yeah.
Well,
what would you buy?
Okay. Nothing like, it's not specific, but I just said bell bottoms. Mm. Like no bell bottoms in particular that are on Goop, but I've just been thinking about bell bottoms. Like I want to wear bell bottoms now. Like I want to wear like with like a really wide like leg.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I've seen them on Goop. I know that they must sell them somewhere on Goop. Oh, I've been looking at pictures of them on the internet constantly. And if there are any good ones on Goop that are less than like $200, which there aren't, I would look at them and consider buying them.
Yeah. Bell bottoms are cool. And I guess we are, as well as entering into our early aughts revival phase, we are entering into like the fourth or fifth cycle of a 70s revival.
I feel like people our age need to be looking past those revival trends because those are not for us anymore. Like we don't do that. We have to like dress like they do like on Goop or something, which I think will always be sort of in the 70s because like we're from the 90s.
Sure. And Gwyneth is from the 70s.
And Gwyneth. Yeah. So well, it's just this. It's just this big old circle. A flat circle. Just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Just like the earth.
Yeah.
My buy is a fashion thing too.
Oh.
It was in a article called 12 Brands Designing with a Conscience.
Oh, that's nice.
And one of them was a adult surfer brand called Outer Known.
Okay.
And it is basically surfer bros who are aging out of your typical Pac Sunwear, Quicksilver brand.
One of my favorite genres
of
men.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
And so, and they need to like dress a little bit for their age. And I've never been on a surfboard. I probably never touched a surfboard.
Never.
But I do like sort of a beachy aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so I think
you like a tiki bar.
I do like a tiki bar. I mean, yeah, so it's like surf adjacent.
Yeah.
But these clothes looked really cool. And they're expensive, but they're not crazy. Like the shirts were like $78. Jeans was $168. And they were just sort of a classic adult surf vibe. And the models were very handsome. Kelly Slater, who is a surfing champ, is their like brand ambassador or something. And they use organic cotton. They recycle their water or whatever.
That's good.
And yeah, it's called Outer Known. That's a weird name.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do shirts, jeans, and other things that I guess you would not actually wear on a surfboard.
Yeah, I definitely want to like start being more careful about the clothes that I buy because I think that I'm like, you know, I don't have a lot of money, so I buy clothes from like cheap places, but I think those places might be unethical
absolutely.
Their manufacturing.
Child labor.
Yeah, sweatshops, stuff like that.
Environmentally destructive. Yeah.
So I feel like I need to like look into what I'm buying more because that's definitely something that I could improve about myself.
Yeah, I'm wearing a $15 Target shirt now, which I'm sure was made by like an 8-year-old in Bangladesh.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like I just like when I was in Paris, I went like ape shit at this store CNA. Like went totally crazy because it's like the best. It's like an H&M or a Forever 21 that we don't have here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's better. And when we were younger, sorry, this is sort of a tangent, but when we were younger, there used to be a lot more places like that. Like H&M wasn't here. Like you couldn't get them here. You could only get, I don't know if H&M was European, but like.
Yeah, it was in Europe. I remember when I was in college when the first one came to New York.
Yeah.
So it was like not that long ago.
They were like a big deal when they started coming.
Yeah.
But now they're all here. But the one that isn't is CNA. So I just like went crazy. And now I'm feeling guilty. I'm like, why did I buy all that shit? Like, I have no idea where that came from. I'm sure that that's really fucked up.
But yeah, it's hard. Like, even the Everlane or whatever, those ones that are supposedly affordable that are...
Isn't Everlane... What is that?
I thought that was closed. Maybe not.
I don't know.
It was something, some ad I heard on a podcast talking about sustainable clothes. But those are nice, but they're still expensive.
It's so really expensive.
The key is, if you can't afford sustainable clothes, is buy like vintage or secondhand clothes.
Vintage. And also maybe like consider having less, like way less things than you have. Like, because I, when I go shopping, I'll buy like five shirts or something, but like, I'll have all of them, and then they go bad, basically. They fall apart in like 6 months. But maybe I should just like put all that money to buying like one shirt.
Yeah. And wear a work uniform. Like the lady from last week's newsletter who wears the blazer over her workout pants.
That's true. Yeah, maybe I just do that. But where are my workout pants coming from? It's a never-ending cycle. Yeah. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of money.
Who knows?
We'll figure it out.
We never said we had all the answers, guys.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
All right. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the podcast.
Yes.
Visit our Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/goopyourself for $5 a month. You can have our haul video that we made back in the heady days before I started keto. Our October newsletter, which has lots of non-goop recommendations from Aggie and I.
Yeah.
And this coming week, we are going to go on some sort of goop field trip and record that. And that will be for our Patreon subscribers. And then there will be a new month and we'll have new newsletters and
new newsletter
and new videos
and new stuff.
And thank you guys who already subscribed. And thank you in advance for those who are going to subscribe in the future.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Don't get too scared.
Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.